Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Welcome to my series of informative and educational podcasts. My name is Kavita Goriba, midwife and antenatal lead educator. My guest today is Nikki Renison, professional midwifery advocate, who will be sharing more about her role supporting midwives, women, and birthing people. Welcome, Nikki. So, Nikki, what is a professional midwifery advocate?
A professional midwifery advocate is a midwife with at least 2 years clinical experience. Then we go on to train at a level 7 to undertake the role so that we have a good ground and understanding of the roles and skills of the midwife.
What is the role of the professional midwifery advocate team at Hillingdon Hospital Maternity Unit?
The professional midwifery advocate team is a part of a multidisciplinary team that aims to deliver seamless service to women and their families with the aim of improving well-being. One aspect of their role is to provide support to the midwives for restorative clinical supervision to enable midwives to produce high quality care to women and their families.
Thank you. What services can professional midwifery advocates provide to women and birthing people?
Well, one of the things we do is a listening service, or we call it a birth reflections. Now, this is a 60-minute session led by the women and their families to discuss their birth experience, which could be one a few years previous, before a new pregnancy is started, or any actually information they need over their current experience. This is to give them clarity, both partners and the mother, and explanation of what happened during the birth journey, and try to give them reasons for these things and to make sure that all their questions have been answered. One of the main questions we have, for instance, is if a mother has a large blood loss, and we want to go and to tell them how this happened, what things were done, and so on and so forth, but also assure them that in the future we'll be closely monitored for what to us is a common thing, but obviously to the individual is very, very frightening.
Of course. So do women and birthing people have a particular criteria to be able to access your services?
Now, all women and their families can actually be access our service. There's no criteria. The only thing is that we tend not to see them at an appointment until at least 12 weeks and above. They can contact us before then, but we always like to see them in 12 weeks so that all their questions are formulated, all the queries have been they can think about. But more importantly, we contact them first, we discuss briefly what they want to speak, and then we can then make sure we can answer all their questions for them.
Perfect. How can women and birthing people access the professional midwifery advocate services?
Well, they can do a self-referral on th8.hillingdonlisteningservice@nhs.net. The community midwives are quite a good example of how they can contact us at the early stages. And health visitors are very useful, because particularly if the baby after 6 or so months, because you can still have a birth reflection. And the perinatal mental health team, the GPs can also refer you. And the obstetricians, who, although they debrief shortly after the birth experience, they can also contact us as well if they feel that you need more support later on.
That's absolutely amazing to see how many different agencies, women and birthing people can get access to, and their partners as well. It's really great that, for people to be reassured that there's not only care in the hospital. So the care doesn't just stop in the hospital, it actually continues after discharge home in the community as well. So thank you very, very much, Nikki, for sharing such valuable information for everyone.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.